I'm just not a happy camper. But this is the news, according to me. Yeah, well, I have a cup full of water here. That has nothing to do with me not being happy. A lot of stuff I want to talk about. I am not sure. I continue to harp on some things that just, I'm trying to make sense of it all. It's as if the world has gone mad. There is so much hysteria right now with regard to COVID. And the water in my cup. I don't know where to go with this. There are so many reports, this is just all off the top of my head because I just had to get on the show tonight. It's 11:27 here, Thursday, August 19th, as I record this. And I almost did it live because I really want this to be in the moment. Now I'm not going to edit anything. I'm not planning on. I've never done a recording unless there was some just kind of technical difficulty. I've never done a recording like this where I have deleted it and not used it. That has never happened. Sorry, I got my audio turned down a little bit here. I don't know why, but it's there. That might be better. The thing that troubles me most, especially with what's going on right now, is that we have this. It's just very strange. I mean, seriously strange. At the absolute hysteria, it is mass. World gone mad. Here's two stories for you. Now, and I'll probably get them wrong because they're just off the top of my head. But two stories I heard today that just literally made me sick. Well, not literally. I didn't throw up. But it just sickened my heart. In France, a young girl, I believe, went into a store. Oh, maybe this wasn't in France. I don't know where this was. This is the story of a 12. I'm getting these two stories mixed up, so I need to be careful what I say here. There was a girl who was apparently went into a store, was not wearing a mask. I think she was 12 years old. And apparently was confronted by, I guess, first a patron and then someone from the store confronted her about not wearing a mask. 12-year-old. Then the police arrived. They ended up. The reason the police arrived is because some people came to this girl's defense. And it became a little bit confrontational. And in the process, this girl, along with the people who were trying to confront the situation, ended up getting pepper sprayed. And arrested. A 12-year-old girl got arrested because she wasn't wearing a mask in a store. Now, this is where I start to have some serious what is going on? What is wrong with people? questions. Because a year ago, maybe a little more than a year ago, we were told that masks were really, you shouldn't be walking around with a mask on. It might stop a droplet. Now, the effectiveness, this, it's been really interesting to listen to some of the words that have been said about masks. I am an avid believer that masks will protect you from some things, not a virus. If the science that we're supposed to believe in was so absolute and easily documented, then why are we not seeing documentation on how well masks work on viruses? People who have masks and wear them get and transmit the disease. It would be, you know, it seems that with all this going on, there would be studies going on how effective they are. But the efficacy of a mask has not been determined. In fact, in our area here, there was some discussion about, I think the local health officials were saying, the one whoever's in charge, this one lady who's in charge in this area or one of the counties in here, heard on the radio. She said that students are encouraged to wear a mask because it will likely help protect in the spread of the virus. This is not a very definitive statement. And I actually appreciate the fact that she didn't say it was a definitive statement. Because we get these people out there, it seems to me, there are individuals out there who think that the mask, if you're not wearing a mask, oh my gosh, you're a murderer. You're killing grandma. You're killing people. And you're in your little 5-year-old kid who goes to school, who basically this virus has no effect on, is a murderer. This is the kind of language, literally, these are the words that are being used by some of our congressional representatives. The rhetoric and the hysteria is out of control. Now, here's another story. In France, vive la France, there are people having demonstrations now because unvaccinated individuals are not being allowed to go to the grocery store. You have people advocating for, such as in colleges, they're doing things like fining the students, which if you look at the total, it could be the fines, it could be, it's over $2,000. Students could be fined. They're being fined $25 a day plus whatever. And it's just like a rate that continues to go up if you don't get vaccinated. And you're not allowed to use internet services. Now, think about that. So now you can't get online for your classes. But, oh yeah, by the way, pay your $80,000 a year tuition, please. Thank you very much. You see, this is where we've gone from becoming, this is a private college. It's not a public college. This is where we've gone from being, you know, this is where, when you get your education for free and the government pays for it, well then guess what? The government can tell you what to do. When you get your health care from government, they can say, well, if you don't get the vaccination, we're not going to cover you with health care. Health insurance. It's all predicated on you getting the vaccination. You can't buy or sell unless you have this injection. Show me their papers. There are places now in New York. In New York City, mayor, who's he, what's it? I don't even know what his name is. I don't care anymore. These people are just, it's, they don't even realize the fascism, the despotism that they are promoting. If you don't show your vaccination papers, first of all, you have to have an ID and a vaccination card, be it online, on your phone, through some kind of an app, or there's like two other services that are providing some kind of thing for New York City, I guess. So if I'm from out of town. I don't play their little games. I don't have their little app. I don't have all their stuff. I can't go to a restaurant in New York. This is, I guess it's right now, it's voluntary. It's going to become mandatory by September something. I don't know what. Middle of September. And businesses will be required. The businesses themselves will begin to get fined if they don't comply with these rules and track and test their pet, check their patrons. For their papers. I have to see your ID and I have to see your vaccination papers. Because you see, in order to vote, however, that's not required. Just mail it in. Just mail in as many as you want. No ID necessary. Because that's just voting. That's everybody's right to vote several times or just make stuff up. But by golly, if you want to go eat food, well, then now you have to have an ID. Now, my understanding is, in the midst of all this, and the reporting that's out there is that this is affecting disproportionately, affecting the minority communities, African-American communities especially. Because guess what? Over 60% of the African-American communities are refusing the vaccination. But wait a minute here, folks. I thought we were being told that it was only the Trumpsters, the radicals, that were refusing the vaccination. You see, we are being lied to on every front about this thing, about so many things. And this is where, until you start to step back and think about and question and be skeptical about things that they're telling you, you start to realize that things don't add up. And it becomes very alarming and disconcerting and a lot of other big fancy word stuff. I am seriously concerned about our society as a just a general outlook on things. I'm very frustrated. Maybe you can tell. So if 60%, over 60% of the African American community is not vaccinated, and yet we're being told that it's the anti, you know, it's the Trump people, it's the right wingers. They're the domestic terrorists. But yet, you're going to tell me 60% of the African American community is were Trump voters? Well, if that's the case, he won the election. You see, it's just. Now, here's the other problem. Now, this makes no sense either. But they say this kind of stuff because it suits the rhetoric that they want, the continued control that they want to have. So they're saying that now that 60% of the population or 70% of the population has been vaccinated, at least had one shot. Now they're talking about booster shots. The touting of Moderna and Pfizer was that their vaccinations were almost 90% effective, right in the 90%, 92% range. They were competing for that little 91, 92%. All of a sudden, in less than 8 months. Now, I have heard reports that they are as low as 40%. The efficacy has gone down. In my opinion, it was never 90%. Now, this is where it gets alarming for me. And this is the one thing I'm most concerned about. There have been, and now I just heard today, again, three senators had breakthrough COVID cases. They were fully vaccinated, got COVID. Now, this is another thing that infuriates me. This is all just, this evening is just a rant from me. I'm sorry, but it's just, that's all it's going to be. Because we are told, and all three of them confess that, well, I'm glad I got the vaccination because my symptoms weren't that bad. How bad they would, I can only imagine how bad they would have been if I hadn't been vaccinated. You have no idea. There were people who got COVID who had no idea they were sick. There are people walking around right now who have COVID who don't know that they're even infected because their symptoms, it's called asymptomatic. And the spectrum goes from asymptomatic, having no symptoms, not even knowing you have it, to dying. Vaccinated or not, there was even a statement, a ridiculous statement by one individual. And I almost don't even want to repeat it because it is so asinine. So ridiculous. So incoherent. I guess that's not even part of that's not really true. Because like it was coherent. It's just stupid. And I hate using that word. I use it a lot, actually. I'm only talking about myself. This person said, well, they died, but they had the vaccine. It could have been worse. I guess they could have suffered more, is what they were trying to say. They would have suffered more in their final throes of their breath had they not been vaccinated. Well, that's comforting. It's also stupid. It's just a stupid statement. Because it's always this, well, how much worse it would have been. Now, I know I've mentioned this before. There was an observation made by a friend of mine on Facebook. He said, have you noticed that people are wearing masks more now, but we're having more of an outbreak? And someone said, yeah, can you imagine how bad it would be if we weren't wearing masks? Well, yeah, I can imagine. I can imagine all kinds of things. Doesn't mean it's science. Doesn't mean it's true. Doesn't mean that there's any validity to what I'm imagining. I can imagine a world in which I live that all the trees on my property grow little gold coins. Can you imagine what it would be like if they didn't? I mean, this is the straw man effect thing. It just blows my mind that people go there. Well, think of how bad it would have been. Because we have no idea. That's not, and yet these are the people who are screaming science. And there's no science in that. We don't know how bad it would have been. There's no control group. There's no, this is not a peer-reviewed study that we're in here. Now, here's the ridiculous dichotomy and the problem with some of the statements that are being said right now. So all these vaccinated people out there are all upset. They're trying to get everybody, all these vaccinated people, upset by saying that it's the unvaccinated that are spreading the virus. If we all just got vaccinated, we wouldn't be spreading. I think they're going for a zero-sum game here. In other words, they're trying to completely eradicate this thing, and you're not going to because there are animal reservoirs. This thing will always be in our environment. And the hysteria is driving people to do this mRNA stuff. Now, and I'm going to get to this in a minute. This is where it really gets concerning for me. And I'm just a guy. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a virologist. I'm not an epidemiologist. I'm not even an ologist. I'm just a guy with a microphone. But I hear them saying this stuff. And you've got all these people out there who are immunized. I'm hearing that word now. They're vaccinated. And of course, you know, a lot of them are getting COVID. And they're blaming the unvaccinated for them getting COVID. However, there's some things we're not being told. And I think you have to read between the lines on some of this. But all of a sudden, even if you're vaccinated, you should be wearing your mask inside. There's even some places where they're not allowing you to drink anything if you're outside. Got to wear your mask outside. You can't even drink. You can't pull your mask down to drink water. This is in, I think it's in another country somewhere. So it might be Sweden. I don't know where it was. Now, okay, so if having the vaccine, I'm hearing them say things like, if you have the vaccine, when you get COVID, it's really no worse than the cold. Okay, well, there were some people who got it before who they thought they had the cold, had a cold. So, but there are still people dying who've had been vaccinated with COVID. Dying with COVID could have been whatever. So here's my point. Here's my problem now. Here's my question. If you're vaccinated, then and this thing isn't really going to affect you much. You might still get COVID, but it's not going to affect you. It's just going to be like a little thing. Take some aspirin, call me in the morning. Now, Joe Biden said, if you get the vaccination, you're not going to get COVID. That's what he told everybody. He said that several times, by the way. If you've been vaccinated, you're not going to get COVID. Which brings up another question, and this is a little side note, which will probably turn into a bigger side note, but who knows what it's going to become. But let me finish my point. So all these people out there are all screaming about, oh, if you haven't been vaccinated, you're the enemy. You're the problem. You're a radical, and you're causing death and destruction. Who am I killing? I'm only going to kill the unvaccinated, aren't I? Because if you've been vaccinated, you're not going to be. It's just the cold. It renders this thing almost ineffective. There's something that the experts know that they're not telling us, and they can't let it out. There's something really creepy going on behind the scenes here. I think they know something. And here's my fear, my concern, I guess I will say, for those of you who've been vaccinated, for some. I'm concerned that the vaccine is doing exactly what it did in some of the clinical studies back in the 2000s, when this thing was first tested. It could very well be that it's not just the efficacy or the effectiveness of this vaccine that is diminishing. I don't know how a vaccine diminishes in its effectiveness. I'm not sure I understand all that. But I do know that a human's ability to fight off a virus can diminish. My understanding is, in fact, this is almost falling in line. And I'm going to have to try to find, hopefully this stuff hasn't been scrubbed from the internet, because I don't believe I saved any of this information, some of the articles that I was reading about the problems that they were having with the mRNA stuff, when they were testing it with this clinical trial, with the animal studies. And the way that the immunosystems in these cultures collapsed, I'm sure that I read it correctly, and what they reported was exactly what I'm seeing here in communities with the spread that's happening and the issues that are happening with the breakthrough cases. It looks a little bit more like the immune response is collapsing. Now you have to have a booster. And yet, studies, and I'm talking about peer-reviewed studies, there are two very prominent studies from other countries that we're not being told about for some reason. Nobody's talking about it. It's not making very much news. Because the powers that be, like Mr. Fauci, who's knee-deep, be standing on his head, involved in this whole COVID mess with Wuhan. Now, the thing that I'm hearing from these studies is that natural immunity is still stretching out to over 1 year. They're talking 8 months for the vaccine. This thing is at the least, it is not as effective as they thought. At the worst, this thing is a disaster. I personally, this is my opinion, I don't think this thing was ever 90% effectiveness. I don't think they ever had that. I think that was a fudged number. We have seen so many numbers, so much reporting during this whole thing for the last year and a half that have been fudged numbers for the political purposes that they needed. And I don't think that has changed one bit in the process of all this. There are plenty of experts. Now here's what, I guess the reason I'm so troubled by this is because there are people out there who are extremely, like we're talking experts. We're talking well known in their field, and not just people who are, you know, wackos. Individuals who have won prestigious awards in the medical community for their research and for their work that they've done are being silenced. They're being censored and called all kinds of names. And because they're coming out against some of the things that are being said and done right now. And there are enough of them that it's causing me to be extremely skeptical of so many things that are going on right now with what's being reported. Now that I've gotten that off my chest, let me just mention this other little side note that I was about to go down. And I'm surprised I was actually able to keep from going there and actually remembered it when I got back. Because I'm literally just sitting here in front of this microphone. No notes, just me talking. I'm just going to say this. I'm really starting to wonder. And I really question. I know that we would never be told the truth. Now, a lot of people in the Trump administration, there was an outbreak. Trump himself got COVID. A lot of world leaders got COVID. Most of them have. When you understand the number of people that come into contact with the president and who are, by abstention, just constantly out there among people. I believe, if I remember correctly, Mike Pence actually got COVID as well, if I remember correctly. Now, all that being said, guess what? Are you going to tell me that Joe Biden has never gotten COVID? Are you going to tell me Kamala Harris has never gotten COVID? See, I seriously doubt that if they did, we would be told that they had it. Because, you know, they're sophisticated people. And they wear their mask all the time. First of all, if Joe had it, he wouldn't remember. Kamala wouldn't admit to it. She would just laugh about it. With all of the individuals who've had it, and the senators and congressmen who've broken out with this thing, you can't tell me that none of those people have somehow connected to the administration in the White House. Something that's very disturbing about that to me. They would hide it. They wouldn't want to think, you know, because, well, I never got COVID because I kept my mask on, whatever it was, whatever they're going to say. Yeah, whatever. So, I don't know. This is very, I'll just say it's very disturbing. That's all I'm going to say. Because I'm pretty sure we would not be told. And it would be very difficult for me to believe. That Kamala. Some weird things going on here with this. Yeah, there we go. And so there you go. Now, one other thing that I would like to discuss. All this stuff. And that's Afghanistan. Now, you know, everybody's talking about Afghanistan right now. It's a major distraction, what's going on in the world. And there are a whole lot of other things going on in the meantime that we're not talking about. But let's mention for a moment the whole Afghanistan thing. I think probably this is the thing that when I was at the beginning of the show when I was talking about being upset, this is what really upsets me. Tens of billions of dollars worth of military equipment, guns, trucks, even helicopters, are now in the hands of the Taliban. This administration continues to gloss over the whole thing. I don't know if you heard the interview. I'm not even going to talk about with Stephanopoulos. And he asks Joe what he thinks about the scenes of people on an airplane just a couple days prior. And Joe, of course, comes back with, that was four or five days ago. I think Matt Walsh had the best commentary on that. If you committed a murder and they were asking you about it in the next week, you said, that was 4 or 5 days ago that happened. That's not even pertinent anymore. Let's put that behind us. The absolute incompetence of this administration is mind-boggling. And I believe that, here's where the media is getting nervous. They're not, they don't care. Don't get me wrong. They don't care about Afghanistan. They don't care about the border. They don't care about COVID outbreaks and this Delta variant and everything is falling apart. We're going backwards. We're borderline rampant inflation. We have shortages of all kinds of things. We have a border that is out of control, and they know it. They've been caught, even though they've been saying things to the media in press conferences, and they've been caught in person talking to border guards, personnel, saying that this has got to stop. This is unsustainable. Can't continue this way. We have a population coming across the border that they're estimating between 25% and 30% of them are COVID infected. And we don't know whether they're variant. There's probably new variants there too. And we don't even know how many are actually coming across the border. Last month was another record-breaking thing. Over 200,000 people estimated came across the border. I think 170% uptick in sexual predators were caught. How many weren't caught? And the highest number in 21 years. Now, the problem with that is up until 21 years ago, we weren't keeping track, so we have no idea. This is probably an all-time high. We only have numbers for the last 21 years. So since the time we've started keeping records, it's the highest number. Speaking of keeping records, let's move back to Afghanistan for a moment. You know, when I travel, I have my passport. It gets, you know, scanned as I enter the country and leave one country and enter another. And yet we have no idea how many people are in Afghanistan who are U.S. citizens. I'm calling baloney on that one. You know dang well, they know how many people are there. They probably have an exact number, and they're probably correct within 1%. Of course, they're promising to get them all out. If you can make it to the airport, we'll get you out by September 11th, and after that, we're gone. We're done. If you can't get there by then, well, too bad. There's a story today. My wife passed it on to me. So there's over 200 Christian missionaries there that the Taliban have captured. Now, I don't know what country they're from. They may be locals. I mean, you can do mission work within your country, but they may be foreign missionaries as well. My understanding is that they're planning to behead them. There's another group in Iraq, apparently, that they're beginning to round up. There's one particular town in Iraq that is predominantly Christian, I guess. And now there's a group of individuals that are, I don't know what they're calling themselves now. It's not ISIS, it's something else. But we're going to see the rise of that again. They're marching through streets in Afghanistan, Iraq, and other countries with the purpose of eradicating Christians. They will be killed for their faith. And I'm sorry, but it makes me feel like my life is very trivial. At the same time that I would do whatever I could to protect them, I also know that it would be more than an honor to be a martyr for Christ. It's an honor I'm not worthy of. So tonight, we pray for those who are in desperate situations. Not just for their lives, but for their livelihood. That even in the midst of persecution, that they will be able to be in the midst of peace that goes beyond understanding. That there would be peace in the depth of their soul, reassurance from God, that His presence is on them. Regardless of what they go through. Because that in and of itself can be a testimony to those who persecute them. Rabbi Shaul, we know him as Paul, the Apostle Paul, Saul, persecuted the Christians, and then became probably one of the most prolific writers, of course, of the New Testament. So thank you tonight to all of you who listened to me rant. I needed to get it off my chest and feel like maybe somebody else could hear this. There is a tremendous amount of ridiculous, wacky, crazy things going on. There is this fake sense of righteousness that we're being told about too, as well as all the other stuff. And it's just been, glad I have an opportunity to express myself this way. And I hope that you can get something out of the time I spend with my opinions. Hopefully it helps you clarify some things or ask some questions that need to be asked. No, I'm not right about everything. I just have a lot of questions. I have more questions than answers. And I may draw conclusions that are completely wrong. I don't know. But I refuse to just go along with the crowd and not ask questions. Especially when things don't add up and things don't make sense. And there's so much contradiction. So I leave you with that. Because I have to leave you at some point. And I can't just keep on talking all night. Even though sometimes I'd like to. And I probably could. Actually, I probably could go on talking all night. But I think you would stop listening at some point. So I probably shouldn't just keep on talking. So for those of you out there who... all you never Trumpers. I hope you can see and understand now why the policy matters more than just the mean tweets. Well, at least we don't have mean tweets anymore. Yeah. We are seeing a hysterical mass craziness going on. So that's it. God bless everybody. Have a great night.